Hi, this is Kingdom Living. Welcome to our Midweek Motivation Podcast, which we upload every Thursday by 5 a.m. for your uplifting and motivation to continue the week. Hi, good morning. If you found this podcast, I believe it is especially for you today with the message that it is time to move on. Yes, we have come past this mountain for too long. God says it is time to move. And the message of today is found in Deuteronomy 2 verse 3. Friends, God is saying it is time to move. Do you know that mountain you've been circling for the past days, weeks, months, or years? God is saying it is enough. It is time to move on. You have been going around it for too long. It is now time to take the next step. It's time to make a bold decision, build healthy relationships, embrace new opportunities, and so much more. I don't know what this mountain looks like in your life that you've come past for so long. I don't know how the mountain has limited you or hidden you or made you tired and frustrated, but God wants to cause a shift in you today. God wants to cause a shift in us all today. This is why he's saying it is time to move. It is time to lay down all our burdens before him and realize that he is in control of our lives. It is time to leave the whole of depressing thoughts. And it is time to renew our minds again. It is time to move on, yes. Because with the next move, God is leveling every mountain. He is giving us dominion over mountains and helping us to discover and take possession of new grounds. But he says also, before this can happen, there must be a move. We must make that move. We may be afraid and think, how can we suddenly stop circling around that mountain we have been passing by for so long? And we may have gotten used to that mountain that appears as though it should be part of us. Hence, making a move seems frightening. But friends, I want you to know that with God, all things are possible. God has not given us the spirit of fear, do you remember? But of boldness and of a sound mind. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, it says that, take that step and everything else will follow. So how to stop circling around that mountain in your life? Number one, identify the mountain. Number two, proclaim and obey God's word. And lastly, do it and move. Move. Don't be afraid. And our verse of today is Deuteronomy 2 verse 3. You have come past this mountain long enough, turn you northward. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you've been blessed by this podcast and that you are gonna start making your next move. Do not stay stagnant. Do not stay in one position. There is a lot waiting for you. Blessings and new doors, new opportunities, new friendships, new relationships, new lifestyles, and all according to the way of the Lord, by God's grace, in Jesus' name. If you've been blessed by this episode, why don't you share with a friend, a family member, a co-worker, or on your socials? Until next time, bye.